because my food, my Bible's there, my stuff over there. I went late, sat at the back. They were almost finishing, and next thing I did was to open my phone, close it back again, open my phone, check it up, close it back again. We live in a world today where phone is our life. So everywhere we go with our phone. Moments we don't feel like we open our phone. But I'm feeling you're going to miss something today in your life that you will regret in your future. If you let your phone stop you from fully being attentive. I don't know who's gisting with you. I don't know who you're chatting with. I don't know what you're dealing with. But don't let all that prevent you from being attentive to the present. I got phones here too. I'm going to take pictures there too. Sometimes I feel bored. Pick it up. Watch it. But I feel, and the man of God, I won't lie to you. If you don't pay attention, you may regret in the future. Because some things you are going to hear today, I'm not speaking by myself. I didn't prepare messages for this meeting. God said, when I get to there, you will speak from there. So I'm not threatening you. If you let your phone take your time today, something you are going to lose is going to be eternal. I'm not going to come to you and fight you, whether you open your phone or not. But I'm on a mission from God for your life. You know, some churches, they throw parties like this to collect money or to have something from me. I don't have any hidden agenda. I don't want anything from you. I just want your life to get better. That's why we organize this. Go ahead. You can listen to your phone, follow chat books, do a kind of a thing. But I promise you, you're going to regret it. I'd like you to listen. Because I'm not speaking from my own advantage. My phone is precious to me, but we have today what we call attention deficit disease. And the reason why is because we are not fully attentive to where we are. What is important is important. We are not just that kind of church where we just, amen, amen. We like to really think about life and the future. And some things I'm saying today here is actually meant for you. I'm not threatening you at all. You can take my word and count it as nothing. But sometimes you go to school and they say to you that this paper, 3 questions. The first question is 60 marks. 2 other questions carry 20 marks each. You know where you should focus now? 60 mark questions. Love has become such a loose word today that it's a... And I want to give you where you are so that you will lessen the burden and don't feel too bad about your life. You see, a lot of time today, people come and blame the youth. They blame them for everything. They blame them for everything. You are going out, zip up, all that stuff. You know, they blame us. But Yoruba says, Agbawa Bura. How many of you heard that before? And they never clarify for us what love is. I'm going to do something for you because you are at a stage in life. You are at a place. You know, I'm saying this for the first time in my life. Honestly, I'm not lying to you. I'm saying this for the first time. I'm not cooking this up. People that know me, I'm a sincere, honest person. I've never seen this like this before. You see, where you are right now is a transition. Where you are right now, if you are here around 20 to about 35, 40, you are in a transition. And you know, when you go to the North or Middle East, or mid-Nigeria, you will see River Niger and River Benue meeting at a particular place around Kogi State. And this water is coming from this side, it's coming from here, and it has to merge together to create something that's going toward Niger Delta. If that water from Niger, that water that get together, blow together, work together, they will get to Niger Delta full of rich mineral resources. I'm looking at your life, not from what I'm seeing now. I'm thinking about you 55, 60, 70. I know you plan to live a long life. Dude, Nigeria is crazy like this. And I want you to have less regrets. So sometimes when you travel, you will see on the road, bridge, picture, you will see corner, you will see slow down. And if you don't take heed to them, sometimes it can be difficult. But you need to know what you are traveling on. I'm going to tell you where you are right now. You see, when you came into this world, you are supported and you are supplied with physical love. They carried you, they tended to you, they gave you food, they gave you nourishment. Somebody wasted their life, your mom. Can you clap for your mom, anybody who's here today? They wasted their life on you. Your mom will carry you. You pull her clothes for what you need. Am I right? Sometimes you wreck a career. You wrecked a body. And you struggle to live. And that's love, number one. Learning to receive love. And it's more or less physical. Then, when you get to around 10, you start feeling that, you start having some feelings. You start saying love is just more than, I have food, I got clothes, Christmas, Ikore, you know, buy clothes, eat food, chicken. You start feeling some things in your body. You start talking about becoming a teenager. You start feeling that love is just more than the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the celebrations we do, line up in Christmas, carol, play Joseph and Mary. You start saying that you're having a feeling. You're having a feeling. And that's the middle point of love. When you start feeling, and that's where we are right now. We start feeling. We start feeling. But that's not the end. That feeling is like a second gap in the journey. You wonder why your parents and your uncles are so dull. You are joining them every day. You're going to become old. I hope you know that. But you don't know that I'm going to become old. So there's this moment where love is emotional. Love is in the air. And all these companies will sell that to you. We're having Valentine very soon. Am I right? It's love in the air. Rose. But they never told you that rose will drop. Have you ever noticed that? Rose will get drop. The flower will start fading. If it doesn't fade, there'll be no new generation of rose again. What happened? The flower was put there for one reason. Is it biology? It's called cross-pollination. Remember? See, we have this female gamete or male gamete, something or other. So this one will just to attract that insect to come near it. And that insect will come and pollinate and pollinate and pollinate. Then the flower that's flowering will start dropping and something else will appear. It's called fruit. And in that fruit is the seed that will take the next generation of rose, or else we won't have them today. Our problem is that we think that it stops at rose. That's why we have this love launch. Are you on a journey or you're just ecstatic about this moment, this now? Whoa, we're going to marry. Yeah, we're going to get that guy. Yeah, we're going to, wow, when I kiss you, I feel like I'm on 1,000 mountain top. But that's good. That's important. It's like fuel in the car. But fuel does not determine the direction of the car. Am I right? The fuel fuels the car to run, but where is it running to? That's the issue. So we live at this moment in our life where love is a feeling. Love is a pleasure. Love. But where is it going? Like that rose, that flower thing. That's why I'm here today, to tell you something important. And that's why things are so crashing around us. That's why people are not getting married with all the love we have. People are not settling down. They're having baby mama. Or let's have another word for another one. If you have baby mama, what would that one call you? Baby daddy. Is that a correct word? Thank you. And our hearts are broken. We're not feeling all right. We're lonely everywhere. You know what? The physical cannot be all about love. It's part of it, but it cannot be all about love. What about if you never get married? What about if you get married? Let's go a step further today. I won't take your time at all. I'll finish by 5 o'clock. I'm just joking. We'll finish it soon. Grab our food. What I'm inviting you to do today in this love lunch is to look ahead of you. Don't just get buried at this moment. How can you look ahead of you? Let me give an example about looking ahead of you. When I was in school, I was brilliant. I was good at my academic work, but my father didn't have so much money because we had too many. So in my school, I went to, there are these big boys that were having a lot of money. Their parents were rich. There are no yahoo yahoo in my time. If that was you, I would have been one. No, so these guys would do party. They call themselves President Club. So they had this party for guys who their parents could get them. They had plenty of money. They drive cars around. And then they had this party. So I wanted to get crashed. Is it get crashing? Okay. All right. Help us check, Jeremiah. And so they had one gate we have to pass through. And I couldn't get that. I got to that gate. They said, where's your pass? You're not one of us. So I look around for where I could enter outside the gate. I saw one place where they put roofing sheet. I couldn't climb. The thing would cut me. I attempted till about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. When I couldn't enter, I got angry. You know what I did? I went back home. I put on my light. Pull out my physics book. Are you hearing me? Pull out my nail corn. I couldn't call this Disneyland. Student cruising biology. Why? Because I began to see that since I cannot possess the present, let me get to the future. Somebody can get me to that future. You see, this stage where you are right now, don't get buried in this moment right now about love. The love you are feeling, the things you are doing. Think about your future. Think about where you are going to arrive. Think about what will happen to you. You just can't just be a fine boy forever. Or a fine girl. I'm sorry to talk like this, but I need to talk to you because that's what God asked me to talk to you about. My wife has some two relations. My wife, they are still, one is dead, one is still alive. They grew up with her. They were carried away with that moment of the youthful life. They were into the love in the air and kind of a thing. And my wife was trying to build a life for the future. They laughed at her, called her all kinds of names. These girls were the happening girls. They go out with the boys. They have all kinds of things taking place. You know? One died a while ago, being the third wife of a man. The second one literally ran away from her house. My wife is giving them money. I'm a kind of person that when I'm eating, I don't know if you ever eat amala or eba. Do you ever? I don't know if you eat eba. Can I see you eat eba amala? I like amala. But there's something about amala. When you finish your soup earlier, there's trouble. You know, you are eating and then the soup finishes and you can't get extra soup. So you start. In those my earlier days, they say, we should put inside water and swallow it. It doesn't taste better. So over the years, I've learned one secret. Use less of your soup. That when you get to the end, there'll be extra soup. Anybody like me? You don't. You find out. And till now, I enjoy something. I like something. When I finish saving down my soup and I get to the end to take the amala, I wrap it in that extra soup. All the feelings you can never tell. But you know what? I had to deny myself those earlier days of taking that. Not because I didn't want to finish it, but I don't want to finish it up. What I'm asking you that I don't want love to stop after you are 35, 25. And then you said, I've been there, I've seen that, I've done all that. The price I'm bringing to you today is this. You have to see love more than that's where you are right now. If you are traveling abroad, you are going by air, even to Abuja. When you enter the airport, you look at destination first. Am I right? That's important. You can't just be carried away by what you see in that hall. Everybody carrying their bag, like one woman. She was going to Port Harcourt. They said, plane is loading. She jumped in. She entered. When they sat down in the air, they said, welcome to the flight to Lagos, no, so to Abuja. He said, but I got more. They said, there's no bus stop in the air. We can't park. You get to Abuja first and find your way there. And you know, you can't go back in life. That's the bad thing about life. You know, you can't go back. You can't, okay. Can you go back to 1990? No, you can't go back. So you're going to have to make the journey better now. Like, let me tell you what is it. Love is physical to start with. Mommy hold us, give us food, give us clothes. Then we enter this stage where love is a feeling. Love is that. But if you notice that love is flaky. It doesn't have commitments. Any boy can tell me the truth over here now. First time you notice a girl, you go bam, bam. I mean, when you just kind of, that chemistry is just there. That chemical reaction. But after a while, you start winning. You have to have something else to hold you beyond that. Am I right? And that's what we don't have earlier. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. My greatest moment of love came to this. Listen to this. I don't like religion. Honestly, I don't like my work as a pastor. Because see, when you say you're a pastor, everybody has their own definition of a pastor. I go to an office. Ah, pastor, you're welcome. Efun aladura. Me efun aladura. Me efun aladura. I wish I have. I can't give you prayer. You know, they have all these things about pastor that makes life difficult. But actually, the work of a pastor is not that stuff we do, you know. When you go to opening prayer, pray, you're going to go. No, it's about being a pointer to reality of life. The reason why we have pastors, not for them to just have a big building. Who cares about buildings? It's difficult to clean. Are you hearing me? Huh? But really, the reason why this building is exciting is because you gather there together and we influence you like this. That's why this is here. That's why it's here. So it's not about just going to a church and just become the happening and then we get music and go. A time will come. My greatest moment in the service is when we close. And you go home alone. Now what do you get? That's what matters. It's not all the pastor, amen. It's about me when I get home. What will my life be? And am I going there and over again? What is the profit? And Paul said, godliness is profitable for this life and for the life to come. If it's not profitable, get out of that church. It's not about their followers. It's not about their YouTube, TV, and co. See this camera? I hate cameras. You know why I'm putting up with it? Because somebody's watching us live stream somewhere. And you know why I don't like them too? They are too expensive. I'm married to a Jebu. We don't waste money. So, as I'm saying, talking about love, we have to pass through and see love in a new way. That's why I asked you to go for this lunch. And we need to have love unconditional. You know what? When we sent you this IV, we never said pay for your food. But food is not free. Somebody pay for it. Am I right? We must have a life of love where somebody will be relentless toward us and give us their best and not be expecting us to reward them back. And that kind of life, that kind of love is difficult to find. So, this is where I get to. The first time I saw this, it scared me. I came to see that love is painful. No, I don't mean that. Somebody slap you. Somebody give you breakfast. That's a pain. Person, I know that's not pain. What am I pain? Let me talk. What I mean by pain? You see, the first time I noticed real love that shocked me was the fact that God showed to me. He said, "You want to see real love? I saw the cross." Wow. I want benefit. Someone take care of me. But I saw somebody bleeding to death, crying. And it's God, according to the Bible. What kind of God? Suffering God. Then I rewind. And it dawned on me that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, I'm understanding my mom now better. She loved me. That's why she was in pain in the labor room. Love to her was just more than ice cream. And that kind of love is productive and profitable. I was in medical school in Luth. And they give us an assignment to go to Lagos Island Hospital to catch 20 babies in a week. See, that place is a baby factory. They deliver like chicken in that place. They give us a place to stay. Now, guess what? We go around there, and then you see women delivering everywhere. They make noise. Yeah, that you all over. Oh, that you, you know, calling the husband, you know. they just, wow, okay, blood everywhere, pain. What's going on here? Man, you want to go back as a student, as a clearly, you know, you go down there, you catch babies. You catch the baby, you get your 20, you mark your paper, thank God, you go back to Diaraba. I saw love in pain, in tears, in gut-wrenching thing. But that baby won't come out without that kind of thing. If you don't want to come out, they get a knife after your belly. Cut you open, pull the baby out so that the fetal heart won't quit because it's getting too slow of the pain of delivery. That baby will come out. And the moment the baby comes like this, that you just stop. Say, why my baby? Why my baby? And you know, you just went through a harrowing experience. She grab the baby. She hold the baby. Sister, you see them, hey, I finally love which ewu. Love is ewu. I mean, she just went through. She just hold that baby like that. If you want to see the ferocity of a woman, tell her, drop the baby. She will eat you alive. You know, how many of you have ever gone somewhere before? Did it happen in your family? Maybe you went to park somewhere to go and play, and there are four of you, your mom and your dad were there, and then they started looking for you, they can't find you. Your dad found only three. I said, Mom, let's go home. We are finding three out of four. That's 75%. What will your mom say? A woman will bite your dad and yalekono. Why? Love doesn't say average. It doesn't pass. Love is total. Clap your hands for Jesus. Love is total. It's not only three out of four. But can you see what your mom did for you to be here today? But you're also going through that same transition. So love just can't be only pleasure and feeling. Must be a purpose. But pain must come through it. The sacrifice come. That's why you are here today. And I want you to take love beyond just that. Just feeling. We're going to see again one of these days. I'm going to have more love launches. But I'm giving to the introduction because I'm just coming to this service not knowing what to say, trusting God for every word. Where is this love going? Hands up like that, tearing apart. You know, I said, why that? He said, that's the cost of love. That's the cost of love. God sent Jesus. And he was not born in a nice place. He was born in a manger. I mean, look, if I had a chance to choose where I would be born, I know where I'd be born. I would pick White House or Buckingham Palace. I wouldn't pick Nigeria. I would pick Africa. But Jesus chose a place to go, a manger. And this husband and wife were an average nobody, grew up in that kind of place, and he grew up in a town famous for the average. One guy said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, anybody who look at Jesus like that, going through all that, will say, oh, why now? It's called in the Bible, labor of love. I got four daughters, at least five. At least five people in my house, four girls and one boy. My house is almost empty now. I see books I bought that are no longer useful. I see bed that we spend money on. I see videos, I saw stuff that I sacrificed to get now. I don't need it anymore. Love is expensive. I know the trouble you are feeling now. God is giving you these feelings now to quiet you down that love is good. But it's sacrifice. It's sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed on the cross just for you. And love must be taken to the next place. And that's, I'm sorry for generation. You have been portrayed to the fact that you just love. But it's a sacrifice you have to give. You have to now settle down with that girl. And listen, let's do drama. Come on, girl. Sorry for calling you girl. It's lady, right? You have all kinds of names for this thing. You call me girl. I call my wife my girl. So today she said that she's always younger. Because again, now listen, if I take this lady, I'm a young man, I like her, I was looking ravished, man, look at her hair, look at her. That's fine. It's beautiful. But I must go a step higher. What can I sacrifice for her? What can I pay for her? Not just the bride price. Parents will collect that. What will she collect from me? What does he want from me? Life is hard. Life is bitter. Life is a struggle. Can she find safety and peace around me in the midst of all this hogwash? Imagine she likes me too. I'm already disqualified. And say, whoa, I like that guy. About that boy. Bah, bah. Is it because of the six packs? What will I sacrifice for him? How many of you like to go abroad if you get the visa right now? You even pay. You even pray. Sit down, my lady. What's your name?
Timilane.
Timilane. Fine, sit down. You know why we all want to go abroad? Because those guys sacrifice for that land. That's just it. The sacrifice, you find out when you get on there, you sacrifice too. You will sacrifice. Hey, you will sacrifice. One woman went to go and see her children. When she got down there, it was winter. And this girl had to go, this lady had to go to work in winter. She said, no. The woman sit down and said, boy, I want to talk to you. I'm so pay where for one Nigeria. Bring back only one blue. I know. You'll be sleeping like this. Wajadi, a sacrifice. You know why? Because your house rent won't hear Mumpadabo. Your light, they will not come and negotiate as NEPA. They just cut it off. So you're going to have to sacrifice. Sacrifice is life. So love is sacrifice. Now I'm not trying to scare you. Because you are not here just because it's pleasure to have you. Look at the whole of you. Your man brought you here out of pain. Not because he wanted, she would have refused to have you, but she went into pain to have you. So love has some pain. And what's that pain? Sacrificing for order. So can you see, you are going to mature. Now maturity is not, listen, maturity is not pleasurable. Maturity is purposeful. Write it down somewhere, don't forget that. You can hashtag that. Oh, that's pleasure and maturity, but the pleasure there is that purpose is being fulfilled. Am I making some sense? So as we look at love, as we are maturing in love, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking like this, oh man, I'm 27, there's nobody in my life? Or are you thinking like this, whoa, let me start preparing so I can really have enough to sacrifice for that person when it's coming? Am I making some sense? See, right now, my wife is indispensable in my life. If we break up today, I will break up personally. See, break up personally. Why? Our life has been so intertwined. We do a lot of things together. Oh, dear, the money's not complete. I'll put it there. Oh, yeah, you have to go down there. You go down there before me. I can't go down there. You know, that kind of life. That kind of, it's not just because we just want to, you know. We have sweetheart too. But, you know, that kind of intertwining is sacrifice for one another. For instance, yesterday I was in the room. My wife said, hey, you want to eat now? And I'm going downstairs. I said, I'll follow you. Only two of us are left. So you go down there. It's just something. And you know what? I'm feeling good about it. Only two of us are left. They are all gone now. I finished with them. Now let me now focus on her. You got that? I don't know anything about what am I going to get from her. See, that is premature. It's before maturity. To have that kind of pleasure, to have that kind of thing to have. But now, you are getting older. You're going to be 30. Start thinking about sacrifice. Because, ladies, here, you can bear witness. If you're going to have a baby, it will spoil you. It will disfigure you. Am I right? It will make you have strange appetites. Like my friend, he was a pastor in Elisha. He was having the church, he was starting out his church. He had the church in the house. The parlor was using for church. And then the roof. Kitchen is there, and he preach. And every Sunday after service, he'll go back to rest and get to his kitchen. His soup has disappeared. The pastor said, who is eating my soup? So he said, I'm going to set up a trap. So during service one day, he just sneak out, went to the kitchen. There was this pregnant woman that was eating his soup. Pastor, kilo selling. Oh, be meaning. Look, they have strange feelings. You turn out your empire, you know, your body get through, you go through all that just for that guy coming to the world. One more time, clap for your mommy. Sacrifice. One of the things that bugging me today is that guys are debunking this and running away to have baby mama. It's not fair. I grew up, sometimes my father not around there, my mother was left alone. It could be very difficult for the woman to sacrifice alone. So I'm asking you guys, start thinking about sacrifice. I know many of you are not thinking of getting married now because, man, where will I get? You're going to sacrifice. You're a sacrifice. Now, okay, pastor, I'm not thinking of getting married. Sacrifice for your siblings. By the way, Joseph's story is a sacrifice. Somebody had to go to Egypt, prepare the place, get them ready for the future. And the only way you can go is that we sell you. Tell the neighbor, get them to be sold. Oh, no wonder. No wonder you go through a lot of hassles in life. You go, now, we can now understand our problems and our trials. They have meaning in love. Oh, you know this now. When you're having an exam, you don't even take your bath. You had laborers in the morning. You wear jeans, right? All that your hair, you remove it and put it aside. I'm all right, ladies. You really like mad. You go by there. You know you are sacrificing for something. You know you are going toward that. And that's where your future is to. So I'm pleading with you today. Don't live in the moment. Don't let your phone carry you away. All that things you see on Facebook and all that stuff. People today are no longer sacrificing. And they meet it in the future. Remember my soup and amala. If I eat everything up, I'm seeing people, my age mates, that are just left. They never sacrifice for love. They never give in the time. You see one girl, I like you, something happen, I move off. Next one, as something happen, I move off. And I do that. I never have that period of being trained from pleasure to purpose and pain in it. So I'm left in the future to myself. By the way, the food you are eating, we have one woman that prepares the food called Mommy Ogo. That's her name. One of these days I bring her to church. She's cooking right now. She's sacrificing for all her belly. And by the way, the meat in the food, one goat gave his life for you. Sacrifice. We human beings, see, love is in the air. We human beings, we will breathe out, we sacrifice carbon dioxide. We sacrifice carbon dioxide. The plant will pick it. But you know what? The plant will give us oxygen. We live on that. If you say, I'm going to cut off, we all perish. That's why the world is going crazy today. Nobody wants to sacrifice anymore. Instant, wait and get life. But love will make us do something. That's what I want to give you today. I hope I made some sense. Are you sure? Come and clap your hands for Jesus. By the way, we'll have some question and answer before we leave. That's what we do in our services. We just don't take the pastor's word for it. We just listen and ask questions. What about this? What about this? What about that? You know, today, we do something that is bothering me. We quickly label people. It's a bad person. Oh, it's a good person. And ask the reason why we do that. It's quite so sentimental. Okay? You greeted me yesterday. You're a good person. Okay, I want some ice cream. No, you need to watch your weight. You're a bad person. Huh? So today, we are no longer waiting. I know your generation. It's difficult for you to settle down. Because you want that, and you can't have it. You can't have food that's not prepared. You can't have certificate without exam. It's called attendance. But it won't take us anywhere. So I want to plead with you today as we eat our food, rejoice. It's a life of sacrifice. Let's go further to your career. It's a sacrifice. When you really love your career, you sacrifice. You find a way. You go through the classes. You go through the ASU. You can cheat, but you can't work well. If I cheat through medical school, when I come out to see a patient, what's wrong with you? There's a country in the world where they don't fail in medical school there because it's a holy country. You know what? They import all their doctors because the people that are there from that country won't let their own doctors touch their body because they never fail an exam. Ask your neighbor, have you ever failed in life? Ask your neighbor, have you ever failed in life? Academically, financially. If he says, ah, I've never failed in life, take your chair, go somewhere else. That is dangerous. Stumble, struggle, get up. I said to you today that your stage where you are is a pleasurable stage, but don't stop there. Keep looking forward. The sacrifice is there. But first, you have to wait, you have to struggle sometimes. But I believe God is going to give you joy at the end of it all. I believe in you. They may call you a bad boy, a bad girl. I don't believe them. I don't believe them. I was a bad boy too. The secondary school I went to, my principal would get up and curse me in the assembly line. Did you get to that kind of level? By the way, it was our math teacher. He would not mark my books. He would mark everybody's book and leave my book alone. I was more for work on. My former principal, I took him to our village to do juju. So who owns the school now? I was a bad boy. There was a church near my house. A lot of youth got born again. They said, Tunde Amosu, don't think about him. He's too bad. He's going to hell. One of them saw a vision that I became a preacher. You tell, what kind of vision? You're watching too much television. You can't see that kind of vision. And here I am today. God can change anything. Clap your hands for Jesus. God can change anything. God can change anything. So, I believe in you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking it. In fact, you know what? If you never sacrifice, you will not be here. You could have been anywhere else in the world. You pay some transport fare, or you got your own car, it's your own fuel. Fuel is expensive these days. But thank you for coming. Let's start for the moment. If you come for the first time, thank you for coming. God bless you, real God. I'm going to pause now. I hope our food is ready. My wife is in charge of that. I can't do anything. I just call for food and say, see, appears. It is indispensable kind of a thing. So help me ask, are our food ready? Now, there's one elephant in the room we have not dealt with. Why the food is coming. There's one elephant in the room. I was hearing one of my artists yesterday singing a song. I just saw the song. It's my artist, Alan. He's a rapper.
Pastor, you are old. I'm listening to rap.
I'm not old. I hear good music. I don't steal my colleagues. Iwaju lolo go. That's what they listen to. And you lolo go. Bastian in the way. We'll take you to where you are going. You know, I sing that kind of song, man. You know, I like, you know, they sing all those, you know, all those kind of songs. Like, no, I like Jim. Jim. I'm still a young man. Praise God. So one of my singers, you know, Canton Jones. You know, Canton Jones, you know, we're great Canton Jones, you know. So he just got a new album out. And you know, it's, the song was Emotions. That's the title of the song, Emotions. And I heard him sing. I thought it was going to be a great song. It is. And the first thing I heard was, help my emotions. And they just said it for the first time like that all through. Do you have the phone over there? Yomi, is it there? Let me see if I can play it for you. I hope they sound good. Okay. Let's see. I believe those guys can help me. All right. Okay. Is this... hope I can find it. Okay. Where is this? Oh, beautiful. Is Bradley there? Oh, it's not there. Can you manage? I hope it will come out well. Help me control my emotions. control my emotions. Okay, I know some of you don't like rap. Some of you, I know you don't like rap. How many of you like rap here? Yeah. A few of us. But you know, it's our food around. I think I should quit the stage now, finish. But that big one on the table, the elephant in the room, is our emotions that just pressing us to do what we need to do. And sometimes, you know, how many of you, this sack race in school? This sack race, this sack race. How many of you want sack race? I didn't do sack race. I didn't even attempt to win. You know, you enter sack, am I correct? That sack, they tell you to enter, all of you do like that, and then you... I don't even join the line, because I will fall for the first one. So, and there was this serious... abnormal kids. They're abnormal. And do like that. And they move with spirit too and do like that. And they get to the end of the line. They are really abnormal. Because it's natural to fall. I had one time in Paralympics, they were running. You know, Paralympics, they were disabled people that do Olympics. And they were running, about 5 or 6 of them. And one of them fell. You know what they did? They stopped. All of them went back and picked him. And they said, let's go together. The whole stadium erupted with ovation. And they took themselves to the end. And so they had to split the gold medal amongst his contestants. You know, I don't want to portray to you that I've never fallen before. I won't portray to you that I was the abnormal kid that ran through the scene. Emotions are there, man. Maybe our next love launch, we work on that one. It can be. And they just turn us loose. In fact, I read in a book that before you are 25, your brain's not fully formed yet. I said, no wonder. No wonder. No wonder. Man, that's why I was that crazy, man. I was a crazy boy. Not fully formed. I think it has even increased to 30 now. I'm not very sure. The way it is now. All right, let me quit. What else do we need to do, Shola? Okay, we'll give our offering and do what songs? Huh? Question and answer. I'm really waiting for food. Be honest, it's called love lunch, right? Oh, you're not through with your granola. Please finish up. Do you need some more? I don't like granola. It will displace the food in my belly. Okay, please give us some more granola. We have some more granola. Is the food around? Please help me find out. Our time is gone. I want to go home. Are we finished, man? All right. We'll take question and answer and take off. Sola, please come and do that. Then we'll come back. I'll let you ask any question. Great. Okay. Food is on the way. And it's not far from here. So relax. Oh, great. We'll take that, but let's forgive our offering.
Praise God. Somebody having an awesome time in God's presence. Praise God. Make some noise. Praise God. So, hallelujah. So, in our church, for those coming for the first time, you're welcome. We're so happy you're here. We usually take question and answer. You know, when Reverend finish preaching like this, there's usually some things you don't understand or some things you want to be clarified. So, we take that time. You can ask with the mic. I will come to you, give you a mic. And if you don't want to ask with the mic, ushers will go around with a piece of paper. So we're going to do that now. Our ushers will start going around. If you have a question you want to ask based on what Reverend has preached about or any other thing that you think you're having a challenge with, you can just be bold, ask it with the mic or with a piece of paper. Praise God. Are we ready for that? Are we ready for that? Okay, let's do that while our food is coming. Praise God. So let's welcome Reverend. I have a question already from the book I took this morning. So, Reverend, sir. Okay, praise God. So, ushers, can we have our offering, the offering envelopes? Let's just share it around.
By the way, it's voluntary. You don't have to give, but yes. Our regulars are in the house. You can give. You
know, so while we get ready with our questions, let's just package our offering. The ushers will give us some blue envelopes. If you want to give an offering, just collect that blue envelope. You can collect even if you don't have you. Just give the envelope back. Praise God.
You can also share the papers. Can we get papers too for question and answer time? That'd be lovely. Okay. Let me play something loving a little bit. Give me some volume. Who's there? Let's give our offering. I'll take some questions. Papers, are they being distributed? Papers, give everybody paper. I want to get paper to answer questions that you need. Lift up your hands. Be free, please be free. You can ask any question. You can ask, who born God? I'll tell you the answer. Your number one fan. All right, are we ready? Okay, let's do like this, like we normally do. You can ask one question from microphone, another one from paper. So let's start like that. Boniface, I'm waiting for your questions. All right. Question, microphone, great. Let's go.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, church. First of all, there's so much pain out there.
Yeah.
And I want to ask, how do you go about it not judging people by who they are? Because when you meet them, and how do you accept them and tolerate them to the extent where it doesn't affect you? What I mean by that is you meet some people sometime the first time, and they are they are nasty in their approach. But yes, you give them a second chance, and they keep doing that to you. So how do you accept them without you being affected? Thank you, sir.
You see, please, can we do something? He said there's so much pain out there in the world. I came to see that Facebook is not the world, it's your friends. To be honest, it's just your friends. So when you talk about the world, you don't really think about Australia right now, do you? You don't. I mean, you don't know what's going on even in Abeokuta as a whole, right? It's just your circle of friends and influencers and influencers, influenced and influencers that you do. Please, Dayo, are you listening? So the questions will be reframed like this. What do I do with my circle? You cannot reach the whole world. You cannot touch everybody. Of course, there are things like you're going to work in the morning, you enter taxi, you're nice to people. But more than that is what you do with who you bring to your circle. Now, your circle is important. Please listen, everybody. Don't bring everybody into your circle. And your circle is your circle. You can greet everybody, nice to everybody, but please don't bring into your circle. I mean, come on now. I won't invite snakes into my house. Snakes are good. They help us depopulate rats. Are you hearing me? You cannot connect with everybody. But then the people you connect with determine to be the best for them. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, everybody here? So don't really worry about the pain in the world. What is the pain in that your friend's life right now? Like one guy went to meet his girlfriend. He said, oh, I wish I have 1,000 hams to carry you away. He said, John, forget 1,000 hams. The two you have now, what are you going to do with it? So now, I'll tell you this. That's your circle. Start from there. Start practicing. Charity begins where? At home. If you do that, you will have much more strength to be able to touch. Now, listen to me, everybody. The reason why politicians are failing us today, the reason why they are failing us, they never practice love at home. If they have learned to sacrifice at home, they will sacrifice for us at large. That's why I don't trust Davido too much. He's a good singer. But I don't trust him too much because, wait, if you cannot sacrifice and take a woman and watch over the baby and take her with her, all her highs and lows, I doubt your integrity. You can't just go around populate and have baby mama outside and then you're having a cool life. Remember recently, his son drowned. The mother was somewhere. He was somewhere else. Am I right? That really got into him. Am I correct? That really got into him. So the sacrifice you're talking about now, you just can't live life. That's where you have seen life. All these people that are baby mama, all kind on top, Tiwa Savage, am I right? But they are crying at night because nobody's sacrificing for them. Because they never learn how to sacrifice. So that's where it is. You know what? I run 3 services on Sunday. I sacrifice. And 3rd service is my best service. You know why? Because you are younger. Go home and crash on the bed. Yeah. Of course, I eat every Saturday night. Great. Thank you. Next question.
Thank you, sir. This person says, we see a high rate of divorce and breakups nowadays. And the question is, what happened to the mushy-mushy love that once was?
It was mushy-mushy love. Educate me, please.
The love, in love feeling.
You see, let's clap for this person. You know what I'm talking about now. Like the rose must give way to the seed, to fruits, and then the fruit can take us there. How many of you, don't put up your hands, your relationship here. Don't put up your hands. Pastor, we're making it silent. I know one day you will come out with it. If you don't come out, we'll see the belly. Thank you. Let's close down. All right. You know, one of the greatest things about this matter is that mushy-mushy love, or mushy-mushy love, whatever it is, it's about pleasurable. Moment it touches a place, a raw nerve, a snap. Because I'm thinking that it's just about that stage. But when I began to see that, when you say no to me as a lady over a matter, it's not the end of life. You're just coming out to become yourself. And I must progress yourself. You know, my children, one time I would just order them around, bam, telling them, come back home, don't do that, don't watch that. But they are my colleagues now. They are my colleagues now. We talk. And I have to sit down and tell the reason why what should be done, be done. And I'm working for their back. My kids like to come home. You know what? They say, boy, I want to come home. You know why? Because when they come home, there are kings in my house. There are queens in my house. Whatever happened to them, they know that they can find their father trying to get them. One of them recently came to our church. He was around. And he said, Dad, let me talk to you about getting married. You know, I'm married now. I said, let's do about it. Get this together. I said, sacrifice. Somebody's not sacrificing for somebody somewhere. So our problem is that today, we think that this feeling, and the feeling will actually last if you keep the fruit going. If you don't keep the fruit going, there'll be no set of rules next time. Am I making some sense here? So the mushy-mushy, it's mushy-mushy. But we should start thinking about looking at the person and what can I do for her? How can I transport her to the next level? If, look here, the people, I know some of you say something like different. Anybody can marry anybody as Christians if we just determine to sacrifice for her. Marriage is not difficult to. It's honestly, it's just respect each other, love each other. You wake up in the morning, give her a kiss, even when her mouth is smelling. Good morning. Sacrifice. Don't mind the smell. You say, okay, oh, we need to have some food. Oh, we have 2 pieces of meat left. There are only 3 of us. Okay, you take the 2. I'll manage. You would die for that kind of husband, am I right? Huh? One of the things that God started teaching me about sacrifice was, my wife and I, we used to have a lot of trouble. Then God started telling me, as the head, as the person who is the one that strongest, must work my strength for the weakest. So I start thinking like this, me last, them first. In fact, they told us in Bible study, those in the school, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and you. Who want to be you? No, I want to be J. Then Jesus, second, and then others, if I find to find you, I'll put you there. But let me be honest with you. Even in this culture of mushy-mushy, women are still sacrificing for their children. Am I correct? A lot of single parents are sacrificing for their children like mad. Let's clap for those mommy like that. They are single moms. Come on. But they sacrifice. The guys may walk away, but they just be there. You know? So they still believe in sacrifice. Yeah, thank you. Next one.
Okay, sir. This person is asking, she has a partner that loves sacrificially, but she's not attracted to him. And she's asking, how can you build love?
Okay, find somebody else you're attracted to, but let's be sacrificial too. Now the trouble is this, I can't find. You know what? Can I be honest with you? Don't tell anybody. Sometimes I don't feel that I love my wife. Particularly, stop. You know? You don't feel gim every day, giz. And when you pick up the paper and see one fine girl, Pastor, you look too. I look fast and I move away. So what do I do? See, when I look at that girl I see on paper, she looks fascinating, but she needs sacrifice too. I just can't go to her, sleep with her, and then dump her. She's going to have babies. She's going to leave. She's going to find a house. Who'll be there for her in this dollar rate exchange crazy? That's it. That's why it's so difficult today to find people, because everybody's not thinking about sacrifice. They're also thinking about, you know, sometimes rather you better stay single. Just get a selfish guy. He's going to make you miserable. And I'm trusting God that we're going to produce more people that can sacrifice. And they are coming from here. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. Great. I'm coming to you. I know you have more questions for me. Yeah. What's the next one quickly?
Okay, sir. We have this case here. The person is saying...
Now, let me finish with that one. Sometimes you may not like somebody to start with. But I will say this. Listen to me. If you are weighing who to marry and the character and the competencies overweigh the chemistry, go for it. You don't feel too much attractive to the person, but the character and the competencies and the person's life, I'm going to do, I will ask you to go for it, because you can actually change your look. When they finish with a lady, they become something else. Have you seen those girls? All this makeup. Sometimes I've seen my wife enter, and when she finished like this, who? You know, I got 4 girls. When they finish like this, where are you coming from? Not my house. So when it comes to beauty, it can be refashioned. It can be worked on. Take her to Paris. Buy the best clothes for her. She will look gorgeous. Or it's a guy. He doesn't look that, maybe shorter than you. But short men rule the world. Are you hearing me? Short men rule the world. Those who are taller, they have to carry the load. Even when I can't tall, you know, my wife in the house, she said, let me get that one. I said, I'm taller than you. She said, that's why you are here. All right. Pick the load. So if the character and the competence kind of go over the chemistry, let the chemistry go. It pay you in the future.
Oh, Pastor, I don't feel.
But that other guy you are feeling for, I'll give you 2 or 3 dirty slaps. And tell you, your mama will come and pick you. And your mama and you, I'm going to beat you up. The other chemistry will become biology. All right. Let's come over here. I have a lady over here asking a question. Yes. Let's go to him. Yeah. Has the food arrived? Okay.
Happy Sunday, church.
Happy Sunday to you too.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing. That's why we're sitting down. We just hang your hand. Okay.
Okay, so In the issue of marriage,
yeah,
there is this thing that they
now tell. We are descending from love to marriage now. Interesting. All right, yeah.
Okay, so there's this thing they tell women that do not expect so much. Well, vice versa, or for both
take
spouses.
Take it again. This thing, no, not here.
Okay, there's this thing they tell couples that do not expect so much from each other.
Okay.
Why so you don't get disappointed.
Why are we getting married? If I'm going to not expect much from you, why are we getting married today? If I'm going for an exam and the exam said it doesn't worth much, you think I want to go past, go through all the sacrifice? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so so I feel over time that builds up fear.
Yeah.
And you're
it
trying
build
to...
Up, it should build up fear. I'm not expecting much.
And the issue is, you know, the more vulnerable you are with someone, the more you're expecting from someone, the more they can hurt you.
Yeah.
So what happens is you kind of hold back on loving.
Yeah.
You kind of hold back on opening up yourself. Okay, so like, how do you work on it? You don't want to get hurt, but you feel that's not what
you You know the trouble we have today? Yeah. Food is here. Okay, hold on. It says... Okay, all right, great, great, great. I got some other things over there. Yeah, beautiful. Food has arrived. Good news. Thank you. Now, you know the problem we have today? Everybody listen to this. We don't have similar situations no longer. When our parents were getting married, they married from the same village. So they have the same, like now, my wife was in the same school, not studying nursing. So we know ourselves. I didn't have to go through all that, taking her out to study her. And like I told you, I just told her, the day I met her, I said, I didn't go through all that, let's go and eat somewhere. I don't have money to buy food. I just told her, will you marry me? Unlike you, I know her. I've been there together, so I've seen her kind of thing for weeks, maybe months, actually years. And I said, will you marry me? She said, I'll think about it. I said, how long? She said, 2 weeks. I said, I'm coming back 2 weeks. Sorry, that's just me, not you. Now, we were in the same kind of listening to the same thing. Today, we just marry across borders. So it's difficult to know people very well. But outside that, if we are all Christians hearing about the sacrifice of Jesus and living life of love, it'd be less tedious. But what I have trouble today is that this girl is learning about love and sacrificing, and this guy is thinking to become a narcissistic guy. And then I get together, sparks will fly. Somebody said, but if they go to church and serve in church, it can be a pastor still be narcissistic. So the measure of sacrifice, how you're going to go further for me, and kind of a thing, it's part of that job over there. So if you can put sacrifice into this, and think more, I don't like that word sacrifice because I think I'm going to die. Am I right? Sacrifice, okay, all right. But sacrifice is the thing. You know, so if we think that way, you go a long way. And we should have some expectations. Really expectations, which are clear. Husband means that you are husbanding. And you are a wife, Wi-Fi. That sounds good. What does the Wi-Fi do in your house? It helps you connect to the world. Am I correct? I'm redefining things. Just relax. If you don't have Wi-Fi, you can't connect. You can't know what's going on. You are in yourself. God has given us relationships so that we can be able to be expressed and to know who we are. It's only marriage or things like that that God said two are naked and they're not ashamed. I believe that everyone here should have aspirations and dreams. And that when you sit down with somebody you're going to spend your life with, you should share those things a little bit and tell yourself that you're going to do together. I love some kind of film. I don't like a lot of this love film, you know, a lot of this love film, like African film, Nigerian film, part one, part two, part three, part four, part five. They take all your money and they say at the end of the day, to God be the glory. I like sometimes war film. But I like war film that love is inside there. You see this guy, they take his girlfriend. Or they take his wife. Then they start blowing up houses, blowing down buildings. And then somebody will grab the girl at the corner of the house and said, drop your gun or I will kill her. Have you ever watched that kind of film? And then the guy will drop the gun. And you know what happens next? It's always like that. And the girl will kick the guy, and the knife will fall off, and throw the gang of men and take care of him. That's what marriage is. Marriage is not just that. Marriage is back to back, 360 degree we can cover, or we can fight for life. That's marriage for me. Marriage, because we're going to face life, we're going to face issues. Huh? And then sometimes, like one day my wife lost her job. She just came and said, yeah, they have sacked me. I said, what happened? She said, something happened at work. I said, you're sitting there. I took my jacket, took my bag, went to the workplace. I said, CEO, please, my wife needs this job. He said, tell her to come back. So I went back home. I said, dear, go back to work. I went back home, I'd buy the and rest. That's what we are here for. It's fighting for each other, right? Right? You know, I don't know. See, today, marriage is, you go to the eatery. Who pays for it? I'm thinking. No, marriage is fighting for each other. It's protecting your head. When you are down, you are depressed. I'm there trying to see that you are not alone. When my own downtime comes, you are there for me. Right? Bible says two are better than one. When one falls, you don't want to pick it up. Right? Beautiful. All right? Let's start rounding up. Our food is around, and we'll serve our new. If you're here for the first time, we serve you first. All right. That's the plan.
Pastor, what about us in the house?
You're money there now.
Relax.
Okay, so they're going to have to eat first. I don't know where how we are going to do this, that it will not just cause. I'm going to say, I'm just coming for the first time after a long time today. No. Let's take two more questions before we go and eat. All right, great.
Okay, sir. So this person is asking, he said, I've had so many messages about marriage.
Yeah.
One of them says, marry who you love.
Marry?
Marry who you love.
Marry who you love.
Another one says, marry your friend.
Yeah.
And I had another which says, you should love who you marry, not marry who you love. Please, sir, I'm confused about this.
Throw away all the messages. Throw them away. Throw them away. Tell me, I'll tell you what you should do. Throw them away and say, Lord, all these are your messengers. I don't know all of them. Jesus, you are the real one. Later, I say, Jesus, I know you are Lord, though. I beg. I want a guy that won't kill me. A guy I can flow with and I can sacrifice for me. Jesus, help me get him. If that one I'm trying to go out with him, I'm going to cut him off. Jesus, your hand in Jesus' name. Amen. Wake up. He'll take care of you. Sincerely, if you do that, the Lord will. Since that man that prayed about having a wife for the masters, remember that story? What does he do? So listen to all the messages in town. Some of these messages, they're very crazy. Say, 100 steps to find who to marry. Before you finish 100 steps, you'll be 55 years old. Just pray first. And ask God to open your eyes. Like one guy, he prayed, God, please help me. I don't know this lady very well. Please help me. One day he was going out in the night. As he was going out, he just saw a car parked in the dark. And suddenly, the light came on in the car, and he saw the girl trying to go out with kissing somebody there. You should know that that's not the way to go now. Am I right? If you pray sincerely, God will help you. But the question is this, are you sincere yourself? And planning to sacrifice for the person. God does not hear the prayer that is selfish. He hears prayer that are kind of a distant like that. Yeah. Great. One more, then we just.
Okay, sir. We have this question. The person, they've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they are both ready to marry.
Yeah.
But the mother of the girl is saying she's too young to get married and wants her to further her education. They are asking, what should the girl do?
Love is sacrifice. Back to that. Love is sacrifice. What is sacrifice there? We want to marry? Mom? You said we should not marry yet. Let's go and sit down with mom. Give her a lunch. Love lunch. Mom, we'd like to see you. The guy, the girl, the mom. Mom, we want to get my boy. I'm too young. So what should I need to do to get older? I mean, you just, mommy, no, just sit down with her. See, reason with her. I'm not feeling prosody. Now, he was a professor. At that time, he was a doctor. He was just trying to manage. The salary was so small. I wanted to marry because He just couldn't stay abide by himself alone. And the father was an oba with Ubua. And you can't do wedding without the whole town getting involved. So he went to him and said, Daddy, I want to marry because I don't give anybody beleo. And it will be too much embarrassing for all of us. So let me marry. We just go to court. Then we'll do the wedding later. Plenty well. Daddy said, They got married. They never did the wedding. The father died. Till now, they have not buried him. They were not done burial for the father. Can you just imagine if he had suspended himself? So I will ask you, talk to your mom, talk to your dad, sit down with them. And they say, you are not grown up. Why? Because you don't wash your clothes regularly, and then you don't clean your life, you don't clean your room. You know, these are the things that don't take your parents for just that. Like, they don't know what they're doing, some kind of a thing. But sometimes too, parents want to think because they're going to pay a lot of money. Like my daughter, my first daughter, she said, we want to get married. I said, no, we are not getting married now. So we tried, but it's not far. But after a while, I just said, let this girl go sit down with the guy now. I beg, she will stop eating my food at home. And I stopped being responsible for her. Any last school fees, her husband will pay. So I've escaped. And we had, and God had blessed us, we had some money to do the wedding and we go off. That's it. But today you don't have to do so much to do wedding anymore. Am I right? You don't have to do so much. Eh? My mommy will kill me if I don't. It's only mommy that want to do big wedding. Am I right? I want to borrow money to do wedding. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like telling them, all that money you're borrowing, give it to me. But you have to have a wedding, am I right? And TikToks must be in the dress, in the white. Okay, all right. Yeah, let's start stopping. I know we have more questions, but let's do something. Can we eat? We want to, I don't know how we're going to do this. We want to welcome those who are coming for the first time. I want them to eat at the same time. So I was thinking of preparing a room over there just for you to eat your food. If you are here for the first time, you are invited so that they can give you your food. Of course, it's better than what we are eating. I think so. I'm not sure. So what do we do? Let me consult my wife. Where is she? Too bad. See, I'm grounded. I have to consult her first because I'm not that too smart handling all this stuff. All right. Okay, let me go to her. After due consultation, we have some, those are newcomers, we have some gifts for you that we want to give you, some credits, some booklets we want to give you free of charge. And I was thinking that we are going to use that place for food. We got chairs for that, but the chairs have been used up on the table. So what I would like us to do is that next 5-10 minutes, I would like you to go collect your gifts, the credits plus the books, and then you come back here, and then we'll give you your food. Is that all right? So if you are here for the first time, we have this bag we want to give you. Some books inside it, Financial Life, 7 Great Truths About Life, of how to Live Your Life. And then there's some credits inside there, not much, for your phone. So if you are first, you are invited to this program, I'd like you to lift up your hands wherever you are. Please do. Please, thank you. Let's clap for them. Guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right. We're going to give some time right now for 5-10 minutes. We'd like you to go up, collect your gifts, and then come back here. Can we do that? Please stand up if you're here for the first time. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just go toward that door. They'll give you all your gifts. Don't worry. We are not going to eat without you. Nothing's happening here without you. Just collect your gifts. They spend some time with you for 5 minutes, and then you come back. 5-10 minutes. Thank you. Don't worry. Just a minute. I want to thank you guys for inviting your friends. Let's clap for ourselves. Thank you very much. And I'm going to have mercy on you. If you invite anybody, you see it. Is that a good mercy one? One way or the other, I'll get it back from you. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for inviting your friends. It's not easy to invite somebody on Sunday morning, but they did and they want to. So just wait. We can't eat without them. We are the host now. They are our guests. So just be here with us for about 5-10 minutes. They're not going to take time with them. Just need to address them, give them their gifts, and they come back here. Okay, guys, let's play. With us, they'll be down here soon so that we can have the food. It's already ready, it's serving down already. So, enough credit for one of them. Thank you. guys, bring it down. Bring it down. Thank you. Let's start serving the food. My trouble is that people are still coming in, so let's just serve together. I'll ask you to serve the newcomer first. But is it possible to, I don't want to keep your hands up if you are coming for the first time to serve the food. So let's start serving the food. We just have to just use that. The time is gone, so we just have everybody. Don't mind us, but you will get your food if you're a newcomer, please. If you're coming for the first time, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and serve the food. Beautiful. Okay. By the way, there's this program coming up. They'd like to invite you in church here, Valentine's Singles Forum. What's Love Got to Do With It? So that's 11th February, just before Valentine, and then Sunday. Okay. So can I get some ushers to help us give people, if you want to come in? Beautiful. Okay, we start serving food right now. And then with drinks, if you want water, identify with them. If you want drinks, they get it for you. And beautiful. Thank you. Okay. And please, as we serve the food, let's pray over the food. Father, we thank you for this food. We declare it blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Okay. Take your time and let's just eat. Can we go to that other end too? This will be the last one to eat. We have some good problem. Now, excuse me, please listen. We wanted to give you, those who are here for the first time, give you some credit, but I think what we have on paper is less than the number who came. Sorry, we didn't prepare for everybody to come like that. So the number you are filling on your form, that's what we used to send the VTU to. Yeah, we call it VTU. So we do that then. So please put your number that will receive the credits on your paper that's with you to fill in for coming. So collect the paper, not this one, the one you are giving upstairs to fill so that like a visitor slip. So please fill that form. Moment you finish it, ushers will go around and collect it. And then that's how we're going to send you the VTU. So give us your number on your phone so we can send it by VTU to you. Great. That's lovely. All right. Let's eat. Not too loud. Just give us some. Shola, we have some questions left. I know we are eating now. Please take the food down there. Take the food. Destiny, please come to this end here. Come to this end here. Thank you. And then, yes. Oh, please start eating. The food is blessed. You have already prayed. Please start eating. Now, can I get the visitor slip paper? Can you get me one quickly? If you want water, they'll give you, or you want drinks, either of them. Thank you so much for coming. If you have not gotten food, can I see your hands up? If you have not gotten food, can I see your hands up? If you have not gotten food, all right. I think this area here, There's no food there. That's here. You guys. All right. Over here. Thank you. Thank you. All right. This is the form where you're going to put your phone number for the VTU, the one that they gave to you. Now, please, can you help us? If you are here for the first time, can you help us? Just a minute. Hello? Can you help us? At the back of this form, we'd like to have your impression of this program, whether you like it or you don't like it, anything you think you are. That's your impression at the back, so that we will know. This is our first time of doing this, so we just want to have your comments. Thank you. So don't forget, help us write your impression at the back, but fill the form at the front. Thank you. All right. Where's Yomi? Let me get him. All right, I expect everybody's eating now. If you are not eating yet, I'd like you to just lift up your hands so they can get you food. All right, we've all gotten food. We've all gotten food. Please eat. And finish your plate because we don't have any dog in church. Help us round it up. I hope the food is nice. I'm not hearing you. Great. Shola, it's very difficult for you to ask questions now. But let's do it. All right, guys, pause for us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We have this question. The person said, I lack commitment in my relationship because I feel I should work on myself first before the relationship. And he said the last time he spoke to the lady was July last year, and he's asking, sir, do you think the relationship will still work if I approach her now? I am an introvert.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wish you would do this. Can I be honest with you? It's either or. But you can do something. If you're an introvert, I'm not an introvert. But as a power of an introvert when it comes to writing and expressing themselves by themselves alone. So if you're an introvert, take your phone and record this. Are you ready? Shola, not your own now. Maybe that's the lady's name. Shola, I'm very sorry that I've not been communicating with you. You know, my nature is this way and it's hampering me. I want you to forgive me for doing this to you. That I didn't even say anything to you since last July. I'm really sorry. Just pray for me, I'm an introvert, that I will change. And I still love you. I appreciate you. Forgive me, please. One more time, forgive me. Thank you. And then I can promise you, you're going to get a nasty reply back. What's wrong with you? You just don't mind me. You don't care about me. Don't say, forgive me now. Don't do that. Just get back and say, I'm sorry. And then second is, another one, I'm really sorry about this matter.
Pastor, he didn't answer me back.
Try it again. Did you hear the song? Your love is relentless. Did you hear that one? Your love is relentless. Where are my group? Jeremiah. Your love is relentless. Going through the dark, through the night. Give us the song's lyrics. Can you get us the song's lyrics? Give us the song's lyrics. Love that's relentless. Can you give us on the screen? Love. Your love is relentless. There's another one recently about the song. What's that one now? Reckless Love. Remember Reckless Love? We go over the mountain in the valley, right? So you want that person back, go back after her. The worst you can hear is that I'm in love with somebody else, then you can move on. Okay? Thank you. Beautiful. Yes. One more question from... Oh, beautiful. Great. Thank you. You're coming for the first time? Maybe a hand over here.
No, sir.
Great. Yes.
I'll be so honest, sir.
Same to you.
Sir, since you've been talking about this, you know, I've been hearing more of men doing the sacrifice.
Yeah.
I think there should be a part of ladies... We're talking about ladies' excessiveness. And
yeah.
Their unapologetic attitude. I'm sorry, ladies.
Thank you.
Sir, I want to make an example. I have a copper working at my workplace.
You have what?
A copper.
Yep.
Working at my workplace. So anybody who is an accounting student here knows what is called ICANN. And we have a particular course in ICANN, which is very, very hard. Strategic financial management. He has been doing that course for like 4 times consecutively. So while he was doing the last diet, he doesn't have much time for the lady. Then the lady started complaining. He told me about it, and I told him that I will actually advise him to focus on this exam and try to find a way to balance it. Though I was more particular about him getting through with the course. Now, he's a chartered accountant, but while preparing for the exam, he lost the relationship. So since you've been talking, I've actually been feeling guilty one way or the other. Like, was I the one, was it my advice that stopped the relationship?
Relax. Okay. Relax, just relax.
I think you
relax.
Go back
just relax. You don't blame yourself too much. He passed the exam. The relationship that he lost is more human on his own side than the exam. So I will say this to you, that relax and tell the guy to go back to her and say, hey, how are you doing? And people are looking for themselves these days. Honestly, they get angry and we can always recover. So please don't feel bad about that. Tell him to give it another shot. Second, he said, I'm talking about sacrifice too much on the side of the guy. Because the guys own the world. The guys own the world. By the way, who sacrificed for who? Jesus sacrificed for us, right? Now, but I'm not saying ladies won't sacrifice. Listen to me. Everybody listen to me over here. The word sacrifice, the word husband means to cultivate. Have you heard story about animal husbandry? What's that one? Husbandry goats? No. The word husbandry means to cultivate. That means that are you listening? The farmer has much to do with the farm. If you see this picture, it will go a long way. That the husband is the farmer, the husband. Then the wife is the farm. Yeah, some ground can be very difficult to work with. So you have to walk away from it. But normal ground needs some fertilizing, some working on, some cultivating. And largely, good and bad, they will get some harvest. I noticed over the years that ladies are not so tough if the guys know what to do. Even if it's the wrong lady, you know what to do. So I will advise that on the side of the guy, take the initiative. That's what we call by the one that is the head. If you look at your head in your body, it has the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the other part, to be able to take care of the body. And your body largely, more or less, go along with your head. Am I right? Yeah, so that's what I'll tell you to do that. You should walk. If there's any trouble, a guy should be able to sit down with the lady and not just kind of walk away. That's what we are doing today. That's really breaking a lot of hearts. But I don't think that people are hearing this enough. If ladies are hearing about someone sacrificing for you and the guys are hearing about sacrificing and they're on the same page, life will be easier. That's why this kind of love launch will help us hear that on both sides, we should sacrifice. Are you hearing me? We should sacrifice. We should take time to be with each other. And there's a way that ladies sacrifice a lot too that guys also don't know what to do with that. So we can do that. Yes. Thank you. Anyone?
Yes, sir. We have a question. The person is asking, he's been with this lady. They've been through thick and thin.
It's what?
He has been with a lady.
To?
He has been with a lady.
Okay.
And they've been through thick and thin together.
Okay, beautiful.
They've been making plans, for example, traveling out. And when their plans was coming to fusion, the lady disappointed him. And he's asking, she left him.
Okay.
So he's asking, what should he do in that kind of a situation?
He's left. So take your single life and start another game. That's what you just have to do. It takes two to tango. You cannot force anybody to your relationship with you. You can't do that. You can't do that. It's very pitiable. I wish both of you have a kind of a person you are talking to so that they can talk to both of you. There may be some reasons for the girl to do that. May not be an existential reason. Listen, it may be just ladies are very interesting. Sometimes they will bring things up to make you wake up or else. Like now, you are thinking of buying a car. And you have gotten the money together. The wife said, we are not buying the car yet, except something. And let's bring something up that you have to just kind of undo. I've seen that happen sometimes in my house. That, you know, something will come up and then we'll have to resolve it because it's reserved about it. Women usually are afraid that the guy may just do anything he likes and he can walk off from it. And I don't blame their fear. For instance, if a guy sleeps with a girl mistakenly, who will get pregnant, the guy or the girl? Who will go through all that asu, the guy or the girl? So that's why they're a little bit easy. They want to quickly commit. But if I have somebody you are talking to that can help you, if you are that kind of person, both of you should be talking to somebody. So that person should call and say, hey, Egbon, this girl, what did you do? About me, pay you. And then they can talk. If it is that, he's going abroad, I know that he will not be committed to me, then we can resolve that. You can go and say, oh, I'm promising you, let's even get married before we go now, right? Or if he says, I find another guy, that's a tough one to deal with. And things like this happen. I was in a wedding. You will not believe this. I was going for a wedding. This is the first wedding I prepared to go. I bought clothes. And we were going. The engagement, the lady backed off. They are prepared, they have bought things. Engagement night. I bought my clothes. It was black and brown, if I remember. From Teju Osho in Lagos. And at that engagement, lady refused to come out. It was not funny at all. Man. But life still went on. Yes.
Okay, so we have this question. The person is asking, what exactly is wrong about betting for sports games?
Now, let's talk about economy. Because, you see, betting is not just about betting. Why is betting so much in our world today? Please listen to this. The government is encouraging betting. I hope you know the reason why. Because they are getting hefty tax from there. And it's a slush of money. It's like Yahoo Yahoo for government. It's government Yahoo Yahoo. And the problem with betting is that it's not that somebody is making the money. They are gathering money from every one of us to give somebody else without adequately preparing for the money. So it has become a pastime today because people can't find money easily, so they start betting. But I will appreciate you if you are here today and you are asking this question to actually settle down and develop a skill. There's no skill in betting except to play chance. Many, 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 many more. And our parents who played that and our colleagues who played that, we came to see that at the end of the day, the betting won the game, not them. That's what we find out about it. Because when you win a bet, it actually seals your future doom. When you try to bet and you lose money, it makes you come to reality. But if you win twice, you are doomed. You know why? Because now they can keep you under their trap and keep running like that. You think, next bet, we'll make money. The next bet, we'll make money. My wife grew up in a house where they have a betting machine when you're growing up. They call it B and Y pools those days. This guy will bet out all the school fees of the children. That's the problem with this thing. You think, I'm going to. So I will ask you, go and do coding. Are you hearing me? Learn some kind of skill. Get back to school. You know that if you want to go to America today, you want to go to US or UK, you can't go by qualifying as betting. You go with to go and do masters. There's no masters in betting. So that's the problem. Get something skill that you can work with and don't go and blow your money like that. But it will favor the economy for the government to collect the money because they are taxing them heavily. Yeah.
Okay, so the final question says, feeling bored in a relationship, can it cause separation between the couples?
Oh, I get bored too. I get bored sometimes. My wife will say, let's travel. Now, you feel bored. You're going to marry. You're going to have job. You're going to have stuff. Do you know that when you get married and have children, two or three at a go like that, it's not funny at all. I was talking to Jerry to come and see some work yesterday in church. Jerry is one of the guys on media, live streaming media. He said, Reverend, I can't come until 4 o'clock. My wife is at work. I got to babysit. So I said, all right. Then I had an idea. I said, hey, babysitting, come down to church with them. I'll get them biscuit and drinks and play around and do your work. So they all came yesterday, enter my office, start dabbering my office, you know. And we were all playing, and then after I finished, I said, Jerry, take them. I'm going away. You know, it's one of the things that we are missing today is community. When I was growing up, we grew up in the family. Everybody helped you grow up, uncle, auntie. But now, they're just locking with Tom and Jerry. And all this phone. And this phone is spoiling. I'm having some crisis now with children that they're not talking. Two or three or four now. They're not talking. They're just playing game all the time. They won't talk. They have to now go and see therapist and co. Why? Because it's just phone. It's just like that. And if you take it from they fight you bad. It become an addiction. So we don't have where to interact. It's tough today. So please, can I beg you, have friends. When you get married, have friends. And you single guys, go see your friends who have children. Play with them before you have your own. Of course, you have to go with toffee and extra money and bless them. It's very great to have children. Like my daughter grew up with somebody, one of my friends in town. We go to their house, come to our house and kind of a thing. And do you know that now they are together in Canada? In fact, she worked such a way that they are both living in the same town, not far from here. You can go and see each other. She said, my friend is in town. So that kind of a thing, I want to ask you to just have friends. And when you get married, when you have children, have friends so that your children can have things to do. Do we get that? And if you don't have friends, have grandma, where they can go to, right? If you don't have any friends, come to church. Great. Okay, that's the last one. Hey, thank you very much. Let me go and crash on my bed now. I'm through for the day. Praise God. Thank you so much for coming. All right. Please help us fill your form, write your phone number, and so we have this again. Who pay for the food? We'll try and find money again and pay. One of these days we'll have another one again. But I think this Valentine thing, there's going to be food there too. I know that those who are organizing it will have. Okay, it's dinner, freebies, interactive session. Oh, that's dinner. That's 3 weeks' time. Come for lunch. Today's lunch. Next one is dinner. And that will be breakfast. Oh, I got breakfast too on Saturday. I got business breakfast Saturday, 7 a.m. If you're in business, you can come around and enjoy yourself. We're learning how to become top performers, how to be a top performing person. So, but it's breakfast free, business meeting, 7 o'clock in this hall. It's going to be on MixLR audio if you want to listen by that, but we cannot Bluetooth the breakfast across your devices. So you have to go eat it over here. All right, can we go? Great, that's 7 a.m. business breakfast, the ladies are prayer meeting, Google Meet, they do it online, great. Okay, go back to the business one. Okay, all right. That is, they've covered the business breakfast on top over there. It's over there. Can you just remove that thing on top so we can see the business breakfast? Is it possible? Okay. All right. Breakfast, so you can come around. Learn about business, how to do it well, and then take a breakfast along with you and ask questions. All right. I want to go home. What about you? It's been a wonderful time. Now, if you have filled your form, just lift up your hand. You come and collect it now. Can we go ahead? All right. Can we go ahead? Please, ushers, come on. Okay, Samuel, let's collect this form quickly. Thank you. Please put your phone number so that we can also send you the VTU credits. Thank you very much for coming. We really appreciate you. Shola will. Okay, Shola has an announcement.
Okay, thank you, sir. The church has a group called the Excellent Ladies Network.
It's for all the ladies in church.
Yes, and they've made provision for welfare items for anyone that needs beans, rice, garri, vegetable oil, all those foodstuff things. So it's at the gate, the security post at the gate. If you need, you can just go there after the service. And also the church has made transport money available. You can see Sister Ife. Sister Ife, can you just wave? Yes, if you need transport money, see Sister Ife after the service.
That's double-double. That means that if you don't have food stuff at home, after this lunch, you can still get some stuff. That means there's no mom to call. That to call. If you have somebody else to call, don't collect the food. But if you need for the food stuff, the women have made that available. They do it regularly. Let's clap for them for doing that for us. Thank you. Okay. All right. Are we all right? No more questions. No more answers. Let's go home. Get up and up. We are HAPPY. Oh, you still remember? Get up on your feet. Let's go. All right. Look at somebody beside you. Say, hello. Sitting beside you is nice. Ask them, what's their name? Ask their name and what they do for a living. All right. Are they students? Are they programmers? What kind of work are you doing? You have all kinds of name of work now. Something front desk or something? Front something something? I feel like saying front loader. What's our DVD those days? What's front, what they call now? Front something? Front? Front end or something? Okay, front end, back end developer. All kinds of jobs today I never know anything about. So front end developer, back end developer, middle end developer. Yes. Oh, please, our guys, wait behind to help us arrange this place back. You know, on a lighter mode as we close, I refuse to announce this program in all the other two services, so they won't come and eat our food. Today, they are not short ration at all. We didn't announce to them. And when they have their own too, we will not announce to you. All right, let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Tell that person beside you, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Thank you for coming. Merci beaucoup. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you.